Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Good to have you all on here again, and good to be back from Illinois. We had a wonderful revival, good anointed preaching, and a lot of people were touched and healed and just refreshed, and we just thank God for that, and thank God for all the ones that prayed for us. We just thank everyone. And the subject for today is, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. And that's coming out of John 8:36. So we just thank everyone for joining in tonight for this praise and worship and preaching of God's word. And we just want to ask everyone to tell their family and friends about the broadcast and just share it out for us, please. And we'll thank you for it. And I see that we have a caller in here. Let's get that caller on. Okay, 205, come on in and tell us who you are and where you're at.
It's Brother James Miles from Detroit, Alabama.
And praise the Lord. Go ahead and obey God.
Well, sister, you know, we had a very blessed revival where we went the other day.
And
I thank God for it, but God showed me some things while we was there. And our scripture for tonight is real simple. And it said that, you know, that Jesus is how we are freed. And he tells us that
Amen.
He will be the one to make us free. And glory to God, I thought about that. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And yet people are, you know, glory to God, they're still denying the freedom that Jesus gave them. Because we met people in that revival that was carrying things on them, beating themselves up because of stuff they'd done years ago that they couldn't forgive themselves for. Something maybe they'd done in their past, said something to somebody and hurt their feelings. Maybe they'd passed away and they couldn't take it back. And they have a scar tissue with them. But Jesus said, I'm going to set you free and you'll be free indeed from all that. And what he's talking about, praise God, is over in 2 Corinthians 5:17, he said, them that's baptized into Christ are a brand new creature. See, a brand new creature don't have no past, friend. Let Jesus absolutely set you free tonight. And that means you don't carry the scars and the bitterness over something you've done years ago that you can't make right anymore. You can't change yesterday. You can change today and tomorrow. But you can never change yesterday. It's already done. And people are still tearing themselves up with that. I want to start there in verse 31 of chapter 8 in John. And so then said Jesus to those Jews which believed in me, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And
Amen.
I thought about that. You know, what is the truth? Does anybody have the meaning of that? It comes out of John 14:6. Jesus saith unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. He's telling you he is the truth, that he won't lie to you. And he said, if I set you free, you're free. Well, glory to God. You know, people don't understand. That means you're free from every sin you've ever committed. And he cleans you up, washes you clean, makes you new, gives you a fresh start. Glory to God. Maybe not a fresh start in the eyes of man, but in the eyes of God.
Yes.
And that's what is more important than anything in this world, is knowing that your past is erased. And these people that I know, I've done it for years, stuff that I regretted in my past, but when I come to know Jesus, all I can do is live for the future. I can live for today and tomorrow, but I can't live for what I done back then, and I can't die for what I did back then. Jesus died for what I did back then. If y'all hear what I'm saying, he died for what you did in your past. He died for your sins that you committed back then. But when you come to him, he sets you free from sin. You don't have nothing on you. You don't have no burdens to bear. You ain't got no cross to carry except his cross. Glory to God. The faith in him that you carry with you each and every day. He said, take up your cross, follow me every day. Well, that means you ain't got time to look back at what you done when you was in sin. You're working about what you're going to do for God today, or what you're going to do to edify your soul today. Glory to God. People's letting go of the Savior to hang on to the past, and the past won't do nothing but sink you down in that sea of sin. That's all it'll do. This is what he said in verse 33. It's when he told them that they know the truth, truth has set them free, they answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and we're never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? And Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. That means you're in bondage to sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth ever. He said, if the son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Glory to God. And I'm going to tell you, that is the peace and joy of God, is knowing I don't have to look back and face none of that stuff I did before. Glory to God. I don't have to look back at how I maybe was mean to mom and daddy through the years because I made it up when I come to know Jesus. Glory to God. I loved on my daddy and mama, and I still love. Daddy's gone on, but mama's still here. I'm in the house and help take care of and watch her, do for her. Glory to God. I'm trying to be somebody now for God, or somebody that people can see God in me because they saw the devil in me long enough. And when Jesus took that out, it's gone, and it's gone forever. But you know the trouble with people, they love to bring up your past. You go to church, and you'll hear some of them whisper, I know what he's about. I've seen him this and that and this and that. They don't understand when Jesus cleanses you, you're clean. When he forgives you, you're forgiven. When he frees you, you're free. A friend, don't let nobody run you away from Jesus. Glory to God. Because if they knowed him, they wouldn't be putting you down for things in the past. They'd see what kind of fruit you was bearing today. Glory to God. Because that's what happens. People get hurt in church. They'll hear somebody said something about them. I know they used to sell dope. I know they used to do dope. They used to be a drunkard. Well, so what? And you used to be a sinner. If you're saved by grace, I guarantee you, you used to be a sinner. If Jesus set you free, you was a sinner. Oh, my gosh. So don't talk about others, because you're like it says in Matthew. You're trying to pull the mold out of somebody's eye when you got a beam in yours. Glory to God.
Yes.
And that's what he's talking about tonight. Do you realize that when he set us free, that he broke the bondage of sin off of us forever? We're not bound to sin anymore. Glory to God. We lived unto sin. Sin is unto death. Glory to God. But we're living for eternal life now. We're struggling to go up and to be like Jesus each day, to wake up in the morning loving people and not looking down on nobody, but trying to pick people up. And that's what's wrong in today, in society, in the churches. Glory to God. Make a difference in us because our skin color is different. But Jesus can't see that. All he sees is just his children. He don't see difference in skin color or difference in you committed more sin than I did in the past, so you're a better person than me, or I committed more than you, so you're better than me, or I'm better, whatever. Because it don't matter that way. It matters if you have Jesus or not, if he set you free or not. But today we've got to understand that Jesus died for each and every one of us that we might fit in the plan of salvation that he made for the world. He didn't just make it for the one. Glory to God. I've heard him stand up and say, I never done this, and I never done that, and I've never done this in my life. And but I'm telling you something, I did it all, and Jesus forgave me it all. Glory to God. What little you did, he had to forgive you too. So we're in the same boat. We're paddling in the same direction. We need to work together for the furtherance of the gospel. Because today they're trying to stomp it out. They're trying to stomp out everything that's any good. But I can tell you something, they'll never defeat the cross. Glory to God. At the cross is where I won my victory. At the cross is where I was made free. I had to come by the old cross, that old rugged cross, praise God, and come to know who Jesus was, to know the sacrifice he made for me, to know his salvation that he shed so abundantly upon me, and to have faith in him that his grace may abound in my life. Glory to God. He's let me see things that I didn't have no way of seeing. He's let me know things I didn't have no way of knowing. Glory to God. Yes. Lay your hand on somebody and see the load they're bearing. Or put your hand on somebody and see the help they need instead of seeing of what you think they are or what you think they was. Glory to God.
Amen.
Jesus sees what they can be and what they are now, not what they was yesterday. Glory to God. And we've got to get in that same mindset. It don't do no good to have a revival if you ain't willing, glory to God, to let the ones that sinners come up to the altar and pray because you think they ain't good enough. Glory to God, it's happening all over. Well, I got news for you. They're all good enough. And maybe it's you that need to be sat down and retaught, because that's what's wrong. People get high and mighty, even in the church house, even in the White House, wherever they're at. And they're not no higher than anyone else. They're still all come under the same glory of God. And either they're in it or they're out of it. Glory to God. But if God has set them free, they don't have to worry about what was behind them. They just got to worry about what they do from now on. Glory to God. I want to read this right here. It comes out of 2 Corinthians chapter 3, 17-18. It says, now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. It says, we all with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. So you see what he's saying there. It's where his Spirit is. There is liberty. There is freedom. Glory to God. His Spirit dwells within us. You know, it said in John 14 that God and Jesus would make their abode with us, inside us. Glory to God. They'd live in us. And where the Spirit is, there is liberty, friend. There is liberty. And is also joy unspeakable and full of glory. That's yours for the asking. But praise God, the day we get down. I know sometimes I think back of the things I did in the past, and I just pray and say, God, that's gone, and I want you to let the devil bring it up to me no more. I don't want to think on it. I'm not proud of it. But dear God, I don't have to be ashamed of it because you took it away. And we've got to confront the devil and all his lies just that way. We got to tell him, you can't hold me down. Not from what I used to do, because God has lifted me up for what I did when I got on my knees and cried out for salvation. And I cried from my heart and not my mouth. And he heard me and lifted me up. Praise God today. Oh, glory. There's a spirit of revival that's starting to set in this land. People starting to see how evil things are getting. And people are going to start bowing up saying, now that's enough. You went far enough. You took enough from us. Our liberties are falling away by the wayside. Soon they'll come after the churches. Maybe we don't preach what they won't preach. You know what? We got to stand on the freedom of God. If they don't want to stand on the Constitution, then let's stand on the freedom that God give us and tell them, I'm not shutting up. I'm not quitting. I'll never believe any different. I'm believing in Jesus Christ, his salvation, his glory,
yes,
his mercy, his truth. And glory to God, on that I'll stand. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I am in not bondage to no man or to no doctrine or no theology. Glory to God, I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. I know who the Lord is. And glory to God,
yes,
I know his salvation tonight. Glory to God. I can feel it all through my muscles. There's a power burning. But when Jesus comes in, there's some liberty up in you. Glory to God, where that Spirit's dwelling inside you. Glory to God, it'll break you loose. Hallelujah. You can get up and dance and shout and scream. And you can get up and say stuff because God said, say it, and you'll know it's the truth. You don't even have to think about it anymore. If it wells up in you and comes in your heart, you can speak it, and it'll always be the truth. It'll always touch somebody because that's what he gave you freedom to do. He never gave you freedom to go to church and sit glued to a pew all the time. He give you freedom to get up and to speak out and to testify and tell somebody that it might edify someone else in the church, glory to God, to lift others up to Jesus, to tell them, glory to God, there's freedom in this. There is an anointed freedom in the blessings of Jesus Christ. It's real, friend, and today it's available. It's just like it was back in the days when he walked here. Them that believed in him, did you see him throw any away? No. The woman caught very act of adultery. He's sitting there writing in the sand, remember, with his finger. And they all brought her out there, picked up their stones, and said, the Bible said, or the Word of God said, we supposed to stone her for that. And he just sat there and wrote the sand. He looks up and said, well, let the man without any sin throw the first stone. And it's sitting there in their own conscience convicting them. And they all dropped the stone. And when he looked up again, wasn't nobody there but the woman. And he said, where are thine accusers? She said, I have none, Lord. He said, neither do I accuse you. Go and sin no more. You see, he's telling you, getting a fresh start. You ain't worried about that. Worry about what you do now. From this moment on, I'll forgive you. I'll not accuse you of it either. But you got to go and sin no more. That's what he's saying to me and you. Then glory to God, I'm telling you this. When you're judging others, you're falling in that trap of sin because you're trying to be holier than thou. And ain't none of us holier than thou. Ain't he said our righteousness is like filthy rags compared to his. If he's not inside you, there's not no righteousness in you. Because my righteousness won't get me in that gate up there, but his righteousness will. Glory to God. But see where his Spirit is, liberty. There's a liberty that we can inherit eternal life. There's a liberty that we can stand up and proclaim the name of Jesus. There's liberty that we can worship him in the way that he tells us to. There's liberty in believing in the Word of God and exactly what it says. No matter what laws they pass or what they say or how they call us bigots or whatever they want to call us, because it don't matter what they say. It's so saith the Lord that will get us in or keep us out. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I thought about all that. There's so much now to think about. Because here's what it says over in Romans chapter 6, starting there to verse 20. It said, for when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. And what fruit had you then in those things whereof you're now ashamed? You see, he says, what kind of fruit did you bring forth when you're so ashamed of it now? And you're looking back on your past and you're trying to tote all them dead weights around with you. What fruit
come
is
on.
Then in those things? He says, for the end of those things is death. See, what you're carrying around with you, that's a death sentence to you because you've never let go of it, never let it come under the grace of God. You're trying to keep that part of you to punish yourself for something you did. And Jesus don't want you punished. He wants you purified. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You want you set and glory
Amen.
To God. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. You see, when we were servants to sin, the only thing you got paid for it was death. But when you're a servant to God, you have holiness and the end of it, everlasting life. We get paid for this. Because here's what it says. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. See, he set us free. He set us free to live forever. He set us free to be able to worship him in spirit and in truth. Because he said, the Father seeketh such to worship him. And he said, they that worship the Father must worship him in the spirit and in the truth. The truth is the word of God. Jesus Christ was the word of God made manifest and made flesh to dwelt among us. Glory to God. And if you can't know the truth, it's because you don't trust this old rusty Bible I got here, this old King James Version Bible, but you got to have a newfangled one where all the words is changed, where they leave verses out and they change the meaning of it. I got news for you. It still means what it's always meant. If it said something was a sin, it's a sin. And if it said something was a blessing to God, it's a blessing to God. And we've got to stick with what this word says. It's the only thing that'll truly make you free. You remember what Jesus told him to start with? He said that you'll learn the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Glory to God. That's when they hollered out, well, we ain't been serving nobody. Yeah, you have. And its name was sin and Satan. Glory to God. Every one of us, glory to God, a needed salvation. That's why Jesus died. Glory to God. Ain't no man on earth ever claimed he was so good that he didn't need forgiving for something. Ain't ever been a woman so great and mighty that she didn't need forgiveness of something. The only one that ever lived that didn't need forgiveness was the one that brought forgiveness. And that was Jesus Christ. Yeah. Glory to God. And he brought freedom from sin, from death. Glory to God.
Glory
we
God.
Will not taste of death because we've been set free from it. We've been granted eternal life in the glory of God, in the presence of Almighty God. Hallelujah. He's preparing a place for us. But he also told you, if I prepared, I'll come back and get you. Where I'm at, you'll be also. Glory to God. All through eternity, you'll be with me. I'll be your God, and you'll be my people. Glory to God. Be his children. Glory to God. But we've got to get off this whooping ourselves because we've done something wrong. And we got to get off this carrying burdens that we don't have no business carrying anymore. And we got to get off this. By thinking our preacher's greater than your preacher, we just want to hear yours. People, they're all called by God to preach. If they're called by God to preach, they'll preach the Word of God. If they're not in the Word of God, get up, dust off your feet, and leave. And you go somewhere you can hear the true Word of God. If it don't match what this Bible says, it's time to get out of there. They're trying to lead you down a dark path, and a dark path is a dead end to it. But glory to God. If they're preaching the Word of God, of the love of Jesus, glory to God, the freedom that only he can give you, the one that can free your soul, glory to God, and trap your sins away from you into the sea of forgetfulness, then glory to God, they're not preaching the Word of God that I've got. They're not preaching the love of Jesus, that he loved you so much that he hung on that cross and bore the shame and all that pain and agony just where he could buy your pardon, that he could set you free. And glory to God, today I'm telling you, glory to Jesus, ain't nothing no better. This world ain't got nothing that'll last for just a little while. You might be rich down here. For just a little while, you might have everything here. Then you die and it's somebody else's. You didn't gain a thing, but you lost your soul. But praise God, I've been in this world, glory to God, serving Jesus a long time. And I've never went hungry. I've never went without a place to stay. I've never went out money to pay my bills. Glory to God. He's always supplied me. I've had plenty. And glory to God, I've led a blessed life. And it's because of him. He set me free from the lust of the world. And I have a great yearning to be more like him. I got a picture on my wall I'm looking at right now. It's him walking on the water of the sea. And glory to God, I believe that if we get enough faith, we can walk on it too. Because there ain't nothing except doubt and fear can make you sink down. But people today, they're sinking. They're letting everything in this world scare them. Oh, I don't know what's coming. I don't know what's coming. I don't know what's coming. Let me tell you what's coming. Jesus is coming. It'll get so bad, and he will put an end to it for his children. He will blow that trumpet. It will bring us up in the air. We'll be changed. Glory to God. We'll meet up with the Lord, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Glory to God. He has set us free, and ain't nobody can put us back in that bondage again. And people are doing it to themselves nowadays. We are free. We was bought, purchased with a price. Glory to God.
Yes.
But we are
yes.
free to make the decisions of life. We're free to choose God or not. He didn't get into our free will. That's something he give us, that we would choose him. Because I'm going to tell you this. If you marry somebody, you don't marry them and make them love you. It ain't no count. You got to love them because you love them. And Jesus wants us to choose him as our Savior and to
yes,
love
amen.
Him as he has loved us. We're free to do that. We're free to make that choice. Or you're free to serve the devil and go into that lake of fire and regret it, like some people tote their regrets for all of eternity, regretting, not crying out and saying, Father God, forgive me in Jesus' name. It's just that simple. Have faith
Amen.
And know that he'll do it, that he's listening to you tonight. Because he's crying out right now for such as should be saved. Glory to God. He said your name was known from the foundation of the world if you're going to be saved. But he also knows if your name wasn't written down, you got a chance right now while you're alive to turn from your wicked way, to turn from your sin,
Amen.
And to be set free by Jesus tonight. Right now,
yes.
while it's still night, this very hour, you got a chance that you may never have again. And that's to get down and say, Lord, I want to be free. I've got so many regrets that hang on me. So many bad decisions I've made in my life that have hurt people I love. And God, I don't want to tote this anguish anymore. Knowing what I've done, knowing who I was, knowing what I've been. God, I want free from it. And if you mean it and you pray to him, he will bring you the freedom you're seeking after. The freedom you can't find in yourself.
Yes,
you
amen.
Can't find it just sitting in a church house. You've got to get a hold of the one the church is there for. You've got to get a hold of Jesus.
Yes.
You've
yes.
got to go to the peacemaker, the one that can bring that peace in your life. And glory to God, fill you with joy that everything about you, it looks so much better. It feels so much better because now you know you're free from all the burdens that you carried for so long. Are you willing to lay them down tonight? Friend, are you willing to lay all your burdens down at Jesus' feet? Because I guarantee you, if you are, if your heart's broken over what you've done in your past, then you know there's not no freedom in drugs. Because if you do, you got to have more drugs to stay free. It's not in alcohol, or you got to drink more and more and more. It's not in going out and doing wild things, because you just have to do more and more and more to keep your mind off of all the bad things you've done. If you come to Jesus one time, and you really get a hold of him, and when you get up from praying, if you pray through, you're going to find a freedom that you never knew was possible for any man to feel in his soul. You're going to feel a burden that's been taken off you that weighed more than a mountain. And you feel like all the weight is gone off of you, and you can just float up in the air right then. You're ready to go because he made you free from sin. He made you free from your burdens. He made you free from your doubts. He made you free from all the torment that you put on yourself in your life. But glory to God, he is the only one that can. Because he told them the truth to get free. And he is the truth. He is the truth. He's the word of God made flesh, dwelt among us. And glory to God, he's gone back to sit on the right hand of God right now. Guess what he's doing right now? Even though you may still be lost in sin, he's making intercession with the Father for you. Give them just a little longer. Give them one more chance. Let somebody preach something that'll just prick their heart so bad they have to fall down and ask forgiveness. I want to set them free, Father. I want to set them free. Tonight, will you let him? Will you let Jesus in? He stood and knocked at the door long enough. Will you just open up tonight? Because that's what it's about. He loves you, and I pray before this night's over you can find a love for him that is so true. He'll set you free of everything else, where you can look toward heaven and know who has made you free. I love you all. God bless you. God bless Sister Betty for bringing us back on again and being faithful and true on here. It's in memory of my friend, Brother Lloyd Yearwood. And I know he's smiling down every time we do a good message on here, because he would be wanting so bad to give it to. So I just remember him tonight and lift him up. Remember all the ones where we was in revival up in Illinois. You know, I just, I pray for their church and all of them that's in it. Ask everybody to pray for my daughter, Christy. She found a mass on her liver, and she's waiting now for them to call her for an MRI and then probably a biopsy after that. So ask everybody to lift her up and just lift me up to Jesus. I want to be so much more fired up than I am. I want to be a blazing fire for God. I don't want to flicker. I want to blaze. God bless you all, and I hope somebody got something out of this tonight, because we all need something from Jesus. I salute back to you, sir.
Praise the Lord. Good anointed preaching, my brother. Let's get this other one on here, and then I'll have Tim on the scene. 706, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
Yeah, this is Brother Billy Keeler calling from the Warren Hill Full Gospel Church. How y'all doing?
Doing great, Brother Billy. How are you?
Well, I'm getting by. I got to go in the morning for surgery on my left foot. I was supposed to have done it last week, but I'm at breakfast. I guess it wasn't meant to be, praise God. So then I didn't get to go to church Sunday night. I was real bad, sick and weak and everything, but God knows, you know. But I'm still alive today, praise God.
Amen.
And I'm having surgery tomorrow on my foot, and I'm trying to straighten out my left big toe. It keeps crossing over, and they think that's what part of my problem is, but Jesus knows exactly what it is. He is the healer. He is the healer.
Amen.
And praise God, because my wife's still waiting on him to heal her eyes and heal her legs, praise God. And you know, I have to give God the glory for everything. You know, if I didn't have nothing else to praise him for, I just praise him for waking me up this morning, praise God. And, you know, we don't have to go to sleep alone, and we don't have to wake up alone, praise God. He's right there with us, you know.
Amen. Well, Brother Billy, I'm going to get Tim to come around and sing a couple songs, and then you can obey God.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. Worship the Lord with Tim. Keep your mind on God.
This is your beat.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Some people ask me how a young man like you gets the best out of life living the way you do. They'll have to take my word, it's all that I have. I find joy in the Lord, not in the way that I live. I'm free from the bondage I once lived in. I'm free from what I did to me. Well, the things that help me know, now I'm free, that's my peace. I'm free, I'm free, yes, I'm free. You might enjoy the world and the pleasure it brings, but you cannot depend on these temporary things. Take my advice and find a place you can praise. Give the good Lord your heart, so with me you can say I'm free. From the bondage I was living, I'm free from what I used to be. Will the Lord help me now? Now I'm made out of my faith. I'm free, and so I'm free. I'm free from the bondage I was living. I'm free from what I used to be. Will the Lord help me now? Now I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. Will the Lord help me now? Now
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
When it's like a burning prison, I will go freedom from my sorrow and bell. Let Jesus came and listened to me, and glory to God, he set me free. He set me free, yes, he set me free, and he broke the bonds of prison for me. I broke out my Jesus to see, for glory to God, he set me free.
Brother Billy, are you hearing me?
Yeah, are you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I can say, one of these days, they're going to come a day when we can't do nothing for the Lord. Like the Bible says, we must be doing the Lord's work while we can. Because he's coming a day when nobody's going to take us to church. He's coming today with nobody to help us in the Lord. So, we got to do it while it's daylight, praise God. And Brother Moss just about sums it up, but I think he left a few crumbs for me to build on there a little bit, praise God. We all can do God's work without stumbling on one another, because why? It is the Word of God. And like
Amen.
Sometimes when I'm teaching Sunday school, we studied up real good on it, but when I hit the doors, praise God, the Lord gave me a whole new message that I hadn't even got studied up on, But, I have to go with it. Why? Because God, it's his way, praise God. And I just want to say I love the Lord. And they're right here, let's say John 8, and I'll back up all right a little bit, and 33, it says, they answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and we're never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou ye shall be made free? And Jesus answered them, verily I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth forever. And here, you know, we're getting through this. He says, if the Son therefore shall make ye free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which you have seen with your fathers. You know, as many times, you know, stop right there on that, as many times I've seen fathers and mothers. Well, they quit church and they take their kids out. Somebody that you had them learning and you was bringing them on pretty good and just asking good Bible questions. And then they get mad, the parent does, and pull them out of church. And next thing you know, they're hauling place for my kids. They're in prison. They're on drugs. And I can't stand it. I'm not letting them come home because they're on drugs. Well, you was the one that took them out of the house of God, take them out of God's comfort, and praise God. He had it like a chicken wing. He had his little chicks up under his wings, but sometimes we bring things upon us. But you know, Jesus here, he said, which I have seen my Father do. That's what he told. He said, I know it can be possible. I come from my Father. You've seen what your fathers can do. You heard what your fathers can do. You copycat your fathers. And you take a family, you know, and if daddy chows tobacco, well, guess what? Them little kids running around there, they're going to chow tobacco too. Why? Because daddy did it. If you see something, all they want to do is stay on the creek bank all the time. That's what they want to do because daddy did it, praise God. But we got to stop someday. Somehow we got to stop and say, look behind you and see what we're doing to our children. See how we lived a rough life. I know I did growing up. A lot of times didn't have no power, no food on the table. But my daddy, he done the best he could. But, you know, then that's what I don't want my kids growing up going to bed hungry like I did. I want it better for them. And I want it better for them. That's why I've been serving the Lord over 30-something years, because I want a better life for them. I have to show them. What it's to them. They seen me before. It was before they was real little, but they didn't like me then. But praise God, they was actually scared of me. But you know, no kid needs to live in fear. But you know, the daddy and the mama, it leads their children, and it's just like God, He leads His children to righteousness. He leads us to the right, to the light. And Amen. He sent His only begotten Son. You know, He Jesus said. My Father, and you do that which you have seen of your fathers, number 39, and they answered and said unto them, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. You know, he's not judging them, but he's telling them, I know your daddy. And just like, you know, sometimes I can go around, somebody needs a mechanic, and I say, well, my daddy used to do this. And they say, what's his name? And I remember him. He was a good mechanic. But you see, that's the way it is. He said, if you're Abraham's children, you would do what your father tells you to do. If Abraham was your father, I can see Abraham in you. And just like, you know, you might go to a family or go to a church somewhere with your grandpa or you. Daddy somewhere, or your mama now sung or something, and they can say, hey, I know you such and such children. Yes, because we can see your daddy in you. We can see your mama in you. You look just like your mama. You act just like your mama. You talk just like your mama. You praise the Lord just like your mama. Your children are what you bring them up to be. And you know, like I say, I wanted a better life for my children, but I couldn't show them that better life. I really got some time where I say, hey, what's you? I work more. I work 16 hours. And I'm more at work than I was at home. I'd get the money and it'd be like the wind blows on it. And yeah, it got tiresome, praise God. But, you know, I had to go work on the church, that church that I went to for 20-something years. And because he didn't have no other carpenter that would fix the floor in the bathroom. And just praise God. And that's when the Lord, the Spirit got on me or something, praise God. I felt my hire moving around. It's hard to do when you do carpenter work and your hire's moving around on you. And people started coming in the church, and I got up out of there. I said, I just throw my tools, didn't even properly put them in their place. I just throw them in the back of my truck, and I took off. But praise God, there was something that making my hires move. And when I went to church a couple of weeks after that, it was a Thanksgiving weekend, and but the third night, praise God, I didn't get to sneak out of there. I become a better man. I got to show my kids a better life than what I had and what I was showing them. But, you know, Jesus tried to tell them, you know. And he said, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But you seek to kill me, a man that had told you the truth. They didn't want to know the truth. Which I have heard of God. This did Abraham. You do the deeds of your fathers, not Abraham, but he's telling you do the deeds of your father. Then say they to him, we be not born of. Was it a confusion? Or we have a father ever? We one father, the father even God. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me, for I preach where they come and come from. God, neither come I of myself, but he that sent me. You know, you can tell somebody when someone gets right and somebody's a Christian, you know, right before I brought them all, talking about the lady that they brought from adultery, you know, it's up in the beginning of that chapter there, number 8, and you know, he goes on down there to tell him, he said, I am the light of the world. And so you can say all day long that you got Jesus Christ. But if you go around frowning all the time, and you go around miserable all the time, can the world see the light in you? Praise God, when you see somebody that's laughing and crying at the same time, praise God, you know that's the Lord, because there ain't nothing else going to make you do that, praise God. You see someone laughing with tears and jumping for joy, laughing and crying at the same time. Praise God, that's a sign that it's from the Lord Jesus Christ. And you will be the light to someone else. You will be the light of this world. And someone can look up on you and say, hey, they go to church. We might ought to leave them alone. We don't want none of them holy rollers to get on us, praise God. But, you know, that's what we got to do. If we claim Abraham to be our father, we are the seed and descendant of him, because God has promised him that his seeds would see the promised land. He would take care of his seeds. But a lot of them, that's all they want. They want to just stand up and say, hey, I'm a member of this church, but they don't go except to every homecoming. Then they say, hey, they get in trouble, and they want the pastor to bail them out and give them a record that they are belonging to this particular church, you know. But that ain't, God don't play like that, you know. And of course, you know, most of the time the pastor will bail them out, you know, because he loves them just like God loves them. But the quickest way to get bailed out of anything is just say, God, I need you. And say, Lord, I got one prayer, Lord. I know you're going to hear it first. And then he said, then he'll say, all I've got to offer you, Lord, I got no money, I don't got nothing, but all I got to offer you is a backslider's prayer, is a sinner's prayer, praise God. Then you can ask God, when you ask him that prayer, you know that he moved into your heart. Then you can say, Lord, do you hear me? I need a miracle. And he'll answer you back, hey, it's done in the making, praise God. It's done in the makings. Don't worry about that, my child. Just go. And go and be a light to the world. Let the world see you, praise God. And that's all we got to do, you know, sometimes. But I'm going to move over here to Colossians. Colossians 3:28, you know. I think it's Paul over here. You know, Jesus preached them words to them about Paul. They understood it not. And here comes Paul, you know, years later, praise God. In 28, it says, There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male or female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and therefore and bearers according to heirs to the heirs according to the promise. You know, I get that right in a minute. My glasses. And if you be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and their heirs according to the promise. Number 4:1, it said, Now I say that the heirs, as long as he is a child, defileth nothing from the servant, therefore he be lords of all. You know, I get my eyeball matched. Praise God, but it's just other words, if you Abraham's seed, praise God, that you're going to do the right thing. You're not going to, if you say you Abraham's seed, praise God, they're going to say, hey, I got a few nephews and things, and when they tell me that, say, I'm a born again Christian, you know, but then when I see them doing something that I know that I can't do, well, you know, it's not judging them. I'm just trying to help them. Say, look, is God pleased with that? You tell me that you're a Christian, and I don't see you doing the things that I have to do. And they'll say, oh, don't judge me. That's the first thing, you know. But I'm saying, I'm not judging you. I'm just telling you that the Lord ain't going to be happy with that. You told me you're a Christian. I'm just going by what you told me. But, you know, we got to, if Abraham, they want to claim Abraham as their father. But they didn't want to claim Jesus Christ, praise God. He said, if Abraham was your seed, you know, you come to want to kill me, praise God. But he was of God, and they denied him, you know. But let me tell you that there ain't going to be no denying at the end of it. And it ain't too late for anybody to get right with God and become the light of the hour, become free. They say, free from what? I ain't got no chains on me. I don't got no foot ankles on me, and I ain't got none of this other stuff on me. So how can I be bondage, and how can I, you say I need to be set free? It is your soul that needs to be set free. It is your spirit that needs to be lifted. It is your bondage that you can't sleep at night. It is your bondage that you're under bondage because you can't smile in the morning time. You can't be friends with your neighbors. You can't but love your children, your sons and your daughters, and the sons and daughters can't find them, be friends with their mama now. Why? Because sometimes, you know, the mama showed them how to do it, and it's hard for them to explain, and you don't need to be doing that. Why, you done it. I'm doing exactly what you showed me. But that ain't right neither, you know. That's not right with God, you know. You need to bring them up when they was little and teach them the way, and the Bible said they will return back to that. Teaching whenever they grow up, they'll come back home to that, like the prodigal son. But if you won't be free from everything, if you won't be free to go to church whenever you want to, if you won't be free to say, hey, I'm gonna sit down here and write a song about Jesus, you know, the Lord will give you the words to do so if it's in your heart to do it for the Lord. But you know, some of them, I know this singing group one time that every one of them come out of a bar singing, and the oldest brother, they had about eight of them, praise, seven or eight of them, and the oldest brother, they had a gig to do, and he went there, and he played the lead guitar, and he went there going to sing one night in this bar, and he got to the door to go back in there from smoking a cigarette and drinking a little bit there, but you know how they do, but he couldn't go back in that door. He told him, he said, I can't go back in there. They something will not let me. And he told him, he went there and sent word to tell him to come out there. He said, when y'all get through, bring my guitar out. I'm not going back in there. I can't go back in there. And on the way home that night, praise God, he kneeled down. When he got home, he kneeled down in his driveway, and he prayed to God. He said, whatever this is, whatever this bondage I feel, relieve it from me, take it from me. And he did. And so, therefore, one of his brothers started doing it, and it went down the line from the oldest to the youngest. And then he started the gospel group, praise God. And they sung for the gospel for many years until the older help would not let them do so no more. But they was teaching their children to be the next group in the family to play guitars for the Jesus and to sing the gospel road, the glory road, you know. But if you want to be free tonight, it don't cost you nothing. It's freely, praise God. You say, well, what are you talking about free? I don't owe nothing. But, yeah, we do owe a debt, praise God.
Amen.
He paid a debt. He paid a debt that we couldn't pay. I owed a debt that I couldn't pay. So, therefore, he paid a debt for us when he hung on that tree up on Golgotha Hill. He paid the debt for you and me that we could be free.
Yes,
and you
Lord.
Say, well, he didn't do it for me because he didn't know me and I wasn't born, but he knowed every one of us then. Our name should be written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And you say, well, what's that? Well, when you repent, praise God, and when you ask the Lord to take over your life, then you'll understand the Bible. Then you can read the King James. All you got to do is get serious with God. The world don't understand it, praise God. The world can't understand the King James Version because it is spiritually written and spiritually understood. And when you get the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of God upon you, you're going to read that Bible. And every day this fresh manna from heaven, praise God, has come
yes,
down
Lord.
Freely, praise God. All you got to do is look up and say, Lord, I'm hungry here. And guess what? The Spirit of God, he's got a table spread in front of you, praise God. He says, eat, my child. Come on in, my child. Eat with me. Spend the day, praise God. He said, hey, come on in here. Get caught up into that third heaven, praise God. Then you know, praise God, that there ain't nobody but God that can do that to you. And when you get caught up in that third heaven, praise God, but you ain't going to know what's going on around you. Why? Because you caught up, and praise God, and you, the Holy Ghost is on you. You can't explain how that feels. But you can have it just like anybody else, praise God. So if you've gone too far, and you spent more than you can, you have to keep borrowing every day to spend, because you don't got no wisdom in this world of the Holy Ghost. You don't got no wisdom of God. But once you say, Father, forgive me, then you'll have wisdom to do so. You'll have more wisdom. You'll have wisdom to say, hey, when them bankers call you up and say, I got a $300 loan here for you, come and get it. You know, you can be tempted that way. But God said, hey, oh, no, man. But, you know, we all get caught up in that because this world, you know. But we don't have to give God nothing but our heart and our soul. He paid a debt for you and me. He paid a debt for Sister Betty, Timothy, and the Brother Miles, you know, and everybody that's listening to this broadcast. He paid a debt for you, one that we couldn't pay. It was freely, he said, freely given. It's freely given and freely received. And it don't, and you shouldn't, when you spreading the word of God, you shouldn't charge for it, praise God, because it didn't cost you nothing.
That's right.
You could say, hey, Lord, I'm gonna preach your gospel. You know, but some people thought that they can, even Saul, when he got knocked off that horse, he thought that he whined about it a little bit, you know. He said, Lord, here it has been 3 days and still I can't see. Then he said, here comes Ananias with a word for me. He says, Brother Paul, you must preach my gospel for many long years. Praise God. That's something right there, but it ain't hard to do. If you love your job and you love serving the Lord, and every day I do, praise God, you don't have to do nothing, but all praise God, you love doing it. You love getting the word out. You love doing your job that God put you in that place, and you're going to love doing it, and you're going to say, hey, you'll get caught up. I've seen many times that I had to preach my brother-in-law's funeral about a month ago, and I wasn't going to say much because, I didn't know where his heart was at with God, and his son was in prison, and he had to listen by phone on it, and all he had was his daughter-in-law and her family, and I wasn't going to say no whole lot, but he told me last time he was at church that he had my sister's Bible. Brenda was his wife. I think Sister Betty knows her and is helpless. And he said, when I'm gone, you can have that Bible. But, you know, I told his son at the funeral, I was preaching, and I said, that Bible right there, you keep it. That Bible is the torch of the family. I said, your mama had it. She read it. Everybody knows she studied it. She read it day and night. When she got a toothache, when she had a headache, when she had anything wrong with it, she'd read her Bible. And I said, it was handed to your daddy, the torch. I said, now it's going to be handed to you. You need to keep that Bible and read it every day. If you can't get no understanding out of it, but keep reading and ask the Lord for an understanding. And he'll eventually say, hey, I've got you covered, praise God. Fresh manna every day from God. And you starving to death for the word of God. I know people starving to death, you know, Brother James and Sister Betty, they're starving for the word of God. And they say, how that cost them miserable. They don't got no life in them. They don't got no freedom about them. They under bondage to their own self. They got the pride in the way. They under their own bondage. They made their own choice. Don't say, hey, like Brother Willie said, you got to break that family curse. You got to break that family curse, praise God, and come out from amongst them and be ye a separated people. Let the Lord, let your family that never know you going to church, none of the family go to church, and you say, hey, what is, you go in there with your overhauls took off and you may have some decent-looking clothes on. They say, where you been? I've been to church, and about half of them probably pass out, you know. But that's just the way God is, you know. He'll clean you up. He'll clean you up. He'll clean the inside up, and we appreciate him enough to we'll clean our outside up for him. Let him say, hey, this is a vessel right here, a willing vessel, praise God. But that's all it's got to be. It's freely given and freely received. And it don't cost you nothing to call on the name of the Lord. It don't cost you a penny. All it costs is you say, hey, Lord, is that sinner's prayer? Lord, if you hear me, help me. I'll do anything you tell me. You know, that right there is a mouthful right there. That's a lot of them that their pride won't let them say that. And I thought I was a mighty big man, but when I got right with the Lord, I didn't have to find him because he wasn't lost.
Amen.
I was one that's lost, praise God. I was one that's lost running around here. Didn't know why I was living from day to day and didn't know why. But when I found God, a lot of people say, well, when God found me, he knows exactly where he is at. But when I found him, praise God, I knowed it was him. And it's like joy unspeakable. And I'm glad he didn't charge me a whole lot because I didn't have no whole lot of money. But I come to realize all he wanted was my heart and my soul, praise God. And I hope somebody got something out of this, praise God. And, you know, you could preach on this, Abraham seed, for many, many times and many, many hours, you know. This is not all of it right here, praise God. You know, because Abraham, he promised Abraham if he lead his people never go to a far country. By faith, he followed God. He went where God told him to. He said, you'll see. And he even told Abraham, praise God, that you never see your seed made for bread. And it's still the same today, praise God. I hope somebody got something out of this, and I'll turn it back over to you, Sister Betty. I say I love the Lord and thank the Lord for everything you've done.
Amen.
Billy, I appreciate you coming on and obeying God. We're going to have Tim come and sing a few songs, and then Brother Miles can get ready again to say whatever God wants you to say there.
When the storm, the wild heaven calls me around, and joy is almost gone, it never fails to let me go. And I can hear it and see the song, and the song of deliverance that they may play, may demons tremble and quake. When I'm falling, the time from heaven, thinking the time I'll be, oh, won't you tell me that Jesus was me, and he came here to give me life. And no matter what I'm going through, I know everything will be alright. I can feel my strength returning, and I'm back on that mountaintop. When I hear a song of sweet deliverance straight from the heart of God. Won't you sing about a God who is mighty and strong, and tell me there's nothing he can do? When I hear somebody lifting him up, you know it makes me want to praise him too. So tell me of a day that is coming soon, when all his children go home, and when these songs as all the world will sing a brand new song. Oh, won't you tell me that Jesus was me, and he came here to give me life. And no matter what I'm going through, I know everything will be alright. I can feel the strength returning, and on that golden mountain top, when I hear a song of sweet deliverance straight from the heart of God. Yeah, I can feel the strength returning, and on that golden mountain top, when I hear a song from the heart of God. An all-consuming fire from the Holy Spirit burns in me, exposing all my wickedness these blinded eyes had never seen. Driving out my own desires and letting Jesus roll in. Burning all the filthy rags that I call my righteousness. All comes in the fire, burn till there's nothing left but you. From the smoking in bring forth a vessel given to you. Every time we offer it, fill my hungry heart and make me new. Flame of holy fire, touch me until I burn like you. This fire has changed me, and it's brought me to this reality. And even at my very best, I'm still altogether vanity. For it's only as I yield myself, as a living sacrifice to Him.
Lord, I'm just glad
in which you place your head. Dog, I kneel at your feet, though I don't understand. There's a plan coming. Somehow always go straight. Lord, keep me in your way. So I won't be in your way. Let me where you want me. Not where I want me. I see it for me, I want. Just give me what I need. Well, I'm not afraid of that return. Forgive me, Lord, I pray. Lord, keep me in your way. So I won't be in your pain. I need you, dear love. So, each and every day. Keep me in your way. So I won't be in your way. Lord, keep me in your way. So I won't be in your way.
Thank you, Jesus.
Got another call in here. Hold on just a minute, Brother Miles.
All good. Go ahead.
Six, come on in and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hi, Sister Betty. This is Sister Gladys from Winchester, Kentucky.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead. Obey God.
Well, go ahead and let Brother James, has he already gone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've already spoken.
Okay. I don't have a lot to give, but I've got an awesome testimony. I just want to praise the Lord for him being so good to me. And I was talking a little bit to the nurse's aide a few minutes ago, and I had to ask the physical therapist today. I'll kind of let people know not to drag out the time, but whenever I got up recently, since February 8th, I have not been home. I've been in the hospital, and now I'm in a nursing home facility trying to get better with my feet. I've got two fractured ankles, and I've got other complications with shredded bones in my left leg. So they put a titanium rod in it. But I want to give God the glory that even though I'm here, I want to be a testimony for him and let the world know that I'm talking to, that God's still a good God. He's still taking care of my family. He's still taking care of me. He's letting me know that even though this thing happened, I believe, to be honest, since I didn't get the proper training, physical therapy, so to speak, whenever I broke my hip, It got to the point where you had to pay so much a month, each week, and we couldn't go there. But I want to give God the glory because I know that He will take care of every need that we have. He's even taking care of my daughter. As much as I hate to admit it, she checked herself into a place. And I know God has promised me. He said, you keep believing, and I'll do the work. And if you've cried out for your family members and you've cried out for your loved one, maybe a granddaughter, a niece, or a nephew, you just do what God says to do, even if it's write them a letter. God's had me do that. But what I'm trying to get at is this scripture is so true. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. You know, he will take you from level to level in his goodness and his endurance and just wisdom and knowledge. And I want to know more about my Jesus. I want to know more about my Lord. You know, time's winding up, and Jesus is one day, you know, God's going to say enough. The people have pressed me to the point where I'm just going to, now this is my, just, I'm verbalizing this, so don't write into Sister Betty and say, well, she didn't do this and didn't say this according to the Bible. All I'm saying is this. There's going to be one day that God says, enough. Go get my children, bring them home. And I know that I want to do my best each and every day that I wake up. You know, we're not promised today. Many people believe that you're going to have this deathbed repentance at the age of 80. You're not promised that. You can get in a car accident, God forbid, but things like that do happen. And sometimes our children think they're invincible and that nothing's going to happen in their life. But I'm proof that things do happen. I took a medication that I took for too long. It was a medicine that at that time it was for an autoimmune deficiency. My body was trying to kill itself. It was lupus back in 2007. But see, I'm still here. God's got a day, an hour, when He knows when you're going to take your last breath. You know, these doctors may shake their head at you and say, well, I don't know, I don't give them till tomorrow. They may not make it. It's on God's time. He's the one that designates when you're going to live and when you're going to pass away and how it's all going to happen. But I just thought I'd come on for a few minutes. I hope I can say something to uplift someone or to get them to understand that God hears your prayers. Even if you're at your weakest point and you're not able to get on your hands and knees anymore like you used to as a little girl or a young man, you know, sometimes we have to just bow our head and be as humble as we possibly can and give it all to God. And when I say give it all, I mean give it all. Because sometimes we hold it back. You know, at the altar, we'll give it to God, say, here it is, Lord. But as soon as we start to get up from the altar, we pick it up. And we walk away with the same problems we tried to lay down at the altar for the Lord. The Lord's our keeper. And He will take care of us. And if we give Him our whole life, and let the Lord know that we want to serve Him with our whole heart, He will set us free. The day that the Lord Jesus died for each and every one of us, He loved us, every race, every creed. He doesn't have racial problems. He doesn't have whether you are able to walk or you're not able to walk. And I'm not wanting you to be sad for me. God's helping me work on it. But I know that he will help me each and every day that I live, and I know that he will help me do what I need to do. I just want to be a witness and a testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to let people know that no matter what situation they're going through, I know that he can take care of it. I've gone through 9 brain surgeries and many other things that I don't have time to go into. But, you know, God's just such a good God. He woke me up this morning. He put breath in my lungs, and he's given me strength to stand up. I know many people would not consider standing 5 times very much, but I'm getting stronger, and I know it won't be long before I can walk again. I know that God will do what he needs to do in my life, and I want to be a witness. You know, all we can do is take the Bible, and some people think that you do away with the New Testament, no, the Old Testament, and just focus on the New. Well, you need the Old to go with the New. So many people were in the Old Testament to give us reassurance and the understanding that even though they went through hardships, like the woman with the issue of blood, she went to doctor after doctor and gave them money after money until, well, she was more or less broke. But she knew her answer was in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Amen. She knew if she could touch the hem of his garment, she'd be made whole. You know, if you're a mother or a woman, or even a man, go in your kitchen, and if you have you've got things that you put in your food to make them taste better. The words are not coming to my tongue, I'm sorry. But I'm talking about there's a mustard seed. If the Bible tells us if we have faith as the size of a mustard seed, go in your kitchen and look in your spices is what I'm trying to say, the word spice. I carried around one for years, and I've got to do that again. I did that years ago with women's meetings, and I handed all the ladies out a mustard seed so they could look at it and think to themselves and understand this is all God expects. It's just like a little speck. It's smaller than your fingernail, your little pinky fingernail. It's a very small seed, and that's all God's asking us to have. And if we can have the faith like he's wanted me to have, faith for my children, he promised me. He said, if you keep believing, I'll do the work. He might have his hands full with our children. He may have his hands full with our husband or with our wife, depending on your situation. Each of us go through different things. But I know this much. The God that created us is the God that can carry us through each and every thing that we walk through, each and every trial, each and every sickness. I love the Lord Jesus, and I've missed you guys so greatly. I'm in the nursing home now, and I apologize for the nurse walking in. She wanted to take my blood pressure, but I tried to shush her so she wouldn't interrupt the broadcast. But I just want to give God the glory. You know, he's the one that helped me stand up today. I may have been weak in body, but he's going to help me put strength in my body to where I can walk again. I know he's going to let me be a living testimony for people that are sitting in a wheelchair to let them know you can walk again with God's strength and with your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He can help you walk again. He can lead you where you need to go, let you be a voice to people that have never heard the gospel before. I'm talking to people here in this nursing home. I'm not patting myself on the back, but I let them know that the Lord is with me and he takes care of me. And I testify and witness to them that it's God alone that helps us. And we're living in the last days, and people, we're in perilous times right now. And people question, why isn't it going to get any better? I sometimes, when I've got a Baptist also friend, bless her heart, she's a Baptist, but she speaks in tongues. She knows and believes in the promises of the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues. And she prays with me on the phone, and she has an understanding of things I might not have an understanding of. But we are here to help one another. Whether Brother James has got a problem, we're supposed to lift him up to the Lord. If Sister Betty needs prayer, we're supposed to lift her up too. The Bible tells me to come boldly into his throne. And that's what we need to do is say, Lord, you know, without you, I'm nothing, which is very true. You know, he can take every possession we have. And if he does, he still can build on what he can give us daily. But what I want to build on is not things externally around me, like gifts and this and that. I want to have a greater prayer life. I want to pray for those that I've never met. I may just hear their name one time, but I want to lift people up and let the Lord know that I care about people. Each and every one of us has needs, and each and every one of us needs to be lifted up to the throne room. We can be examples to the ones we love right now, but there's other countries that need our prayers also. You know, I one day will have a map. I've been wanting one to put up on the wall because thanks to the Facebook, thanks to the broadcast, we know people in Africa, in the Philippines, Brother Don Antico, we know him. We know different various people. They're worldwide, and they love the Lord Jesus just like we do. And the only thing I know to do is just hold on to the Lord and just say, Lord, just keep me. Just even when I'm in this place that is foreign to me, it's half hour away from home, which is not far away in some people's eyes. But when you haven't been with your family and you're, you know, since February 8th, and you're not allowed to be with them longer than half hour, there are times you can get discouraged. But I have to focus on the Lord and just say, Lord, just encourage my heart. And bless her heart, I've got a cousin now in Alabama that says, I've got a ministry. And she said, even if that's just being here at home and calling people. And I said, yes, ma'am, there is a ministry with that. If you have someone laid on your heart, pray for them. Years ago, I made the mistake when the Lord let me know that something wasn't right with my cousin. Unfortunately, he lost his son. It takes God to keep us alive. It takes God to push us the extra mile that we need pushed. And God's just an awesome God. He cares about the smallest thing in our life. And he can help you with the financial, spiritual, emotional, mental, all of it. He can come down and just do so much. Anoint your home if you're not comfortable. Open the doors and open the windows and tell those devils to leave. Tell those spirits that are unclean to leave your home.
Amen.
When you've got children that go out in the world and I don't believe my children are bad children, but I'm just saying those that they associate with can have spirits attached to them. I know I'm maybe going over people's heads, but what I want people to understand is you have to be careful of who you're around. Be careful where you go and what you do. If you're being a light for the Lord and you're being a witness for God, you can't go just anywhere. You know, I love this young man, but there was a young man that would put videos on where, and I'm not judging, but I don't believe it's God's will for me if I had the talent to play the piano to go into a bar to play the piano. I believe God wants me to stay focused on people that I know, people that I don't know, and just to build up the body of Christ. We're to be a group of people in unity. That's what the devil hates. The devil doesn't want any of us Christians to come together. Even if we took a half an hour on this broadcast and just prayed through that whole half hour, the devil trembles when you get up. And I want him to tremble when I get up. I want him to say, well, there she is again, praying for so-and-so. I don't care what people call me. You know, I pray they don't call me anything, but I'm just saying in general, I'm giving you examples. Don't worry about what the world is doing. Just focus on the Lord and just pray for the countries and the people in the country to for the body of Christ to come together, to minister where they need ministered, to feed the hungry and clothe the ones that don't have clothing. The Bible lays it out plainly what we're supposed to do. We just need to pick it up and do what the Lord Jesus wants us to do. I'm sorry if I've been a hindrance by not coming on, or if I've hindered this service in any way. I pray I have not.
You have not.
I just love the Lord, and I love each and every one of you that's on here. I've missed you guys greatly. I could just, it's just a part of my life. And the last thing, you know, that I want is to not be a part of it. I asked the physical therapist if we could change the time of my physical therapy, because after I was done today, I was ready. I had to take a nap. I was just wore out. But God is good. That's my message along with this scripture of, if the Son therefore shall make you free. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ did when he died on that cross.
Amen.
He died upon that cross to make each and every one of us free. He loves each and every one of us. It doesn't matter where we're from. It doesn't matter if your nationality is from Africa. If my people, the people that are from my genealogy tree, are originally from Ireland. You know, God loves us all. He loves the Jews. He loves the Gentiles. He loves Israel. We need to pray for Israel.
Amen.
And now that they've pulled the people, our soldiers out of Afghanistan, pray for those people. Because the very people that live in that land need God to protect them. And, pray for me and my family. Like I said, my daughter is in a different city right now, but I pray that God will have his way in her heart. She loves the Lord, but she's been in contact with people that have caused confusion, people of a different nationality, different culture of religion that has caused some confusion. And the only thing I know to do is give her a Bible and say, Sissy, it's all in here. It tells you everything you need to know. God is so good. I just love him tonight. And I wouldn't have felt right if I had not come on, even if it was just for 5 or 10 minutes. I love you, Sister Betty, and Brother James, and Brother Billy, and all of you. I don't want to name names because I'll forget somebody. The one that's the pastor in Georgia.
John.
Brother John. Willie. Willie. That's who I was thinking of. Brother Willie and his wife and the church and all of our churches together, and Sister and Willa Dean, Brother James's mom. There's just so many. And we don't have to know the people that are on the prayer list, but we can lift them up together. I'll give it back to you, Sister Betty. I love you, honey.
Hey, I love you too. Appreciate you coming on tonight.
Love you, Sister Gladys.
I love you guys too.
Brother Billy, you have any prayer requests?
Yeah, just remember me, my health and my wife's health, Connie, her eyes and her legs, and the Lord knows she needs a healing, and it's on the way. And remember our church, Brother Will and Sister Lily, their family, and pray that the Lord, and you know, it's getting nice weather and people get out, and just pray that they'll, some of them come to church, you know.
Amen.
It's been shut up all winter. It's spring, and these, you know, the Lord's everywhere. You know, like there's a song that says, you know, in the, you know, the death brings new life. Praise God. And you know, the flowers, they die out in the wintertime, and but come springtime, you know, praise God, they blossom right up, and that's a miracle from God, you know. And I'm just hoping, praying, like I say, some of the people that can't get out, that may, you know, get out and start enjoying life a little bit better, and serving the Lord, and, you know, getting out and going to church, try something different than what they've been used to. And, you know, God can, he can do that.
Amen.
He can open the doors for them, praise God, and let them know it's all right to step out. You know, you don't have to worry about the coronavirus. God will supply your need, and he'll keep you safe from all harm, praise God. And just pray for all them. Pray for the ones in nursing homes and hospital and prison, and most of the doctors that works frontline, you know, through that coronavirus and stuff. And, you know, just keep praying for all them, you know, that God has his way, and he needs them people to work, you know. And just pray for all of them. Pray for our world leaders, most of all.
Amen.
Yes. We got them, and we got to, you know, pray for them and let the Lord have his way and guide them, you know. But, yeah, just keep praying for all of them. Pray for my brother Robert. Lord knows he needs a lot of prayers, so just pray for him, you know. I'll turn it back over to you, Sister Betty.
Okay. Brother James, you have any prayer requests?
Just remember, Mother, she's been coughing the last 2 days. She's got like a little touch of bronchitis and pretty sick. Remember her, and remember my daughter Christy. She's got they found a mass on her liver, and they're going to do an MRI on it. They hadn't called her yet. They're supposed to call her and schedule it, and maybe do a biopsy on it. So just everybody remember her, that won't be nothing bad, because I got a God that's bigger than me. And
yes, amen.
Remember our nation. As we see them, they're starting. It's getting warm weather, so they're back to rioting and looting, beating people, and all, throwing bricks and all this stuff. And they have got no knowledge of God.
Amen.
And
come
I'm
on,
serious
Brother
about
James.
And the policemen, if they're out, if they shoot anybody and it's not right, they ought to go to prison just like anybody else. I don't
Amen.
Care who they are. I don't care what color they shoot. If they shoot a white one, a black one, a brown one, a yellow one, don't make me no difference. If they shoot somebody they shouldn't shoot, they ought to go to jail because they're a criminal too. But you don't
Amen.
Want to tear out your city and rip out these stores and steal all their stuff. That ain't got one
Come
thing
on.
To do with somebody shooting somebody.
Amen.
Now act like we got sense, people in America. We're supposed to love each other. And you want to listen
right.
to these news agents who say it. We're all racist if our skin's a different color. That's a lie. It's watching your heart that makes you a racist. It ain't got nothing to do with your skin color. You
Come
can be
on.
A black
Amen.
Racist. You can be a red racist. You can be a yellow racist. You don't have to be white or any other color. You can be a racist and be anything. But what you
yeah.
ought to be is a child of God and show true love for each other. If we
Amen.
Love each
Amen.
Other as
Amen.
Americans and just be Americans and love each other, all that garbage they're feeding us, if you'll know it's just garbage. And we won't have to see everything
yeah.
that we love around us tore all to pieces and disintegrated. Where everybody
right.
hates everybody, that's not of God. That's of Satan. Don't let
yes,
Satan bring your lives any longer. Learn to love each other. And learn to pray for each other. Because our nation is crumbling before our eyes. We're seeing everything. It's written in the book of Luke. It even says that our own families are turning us into them if we believe something different. Well,
yes.
I believe in Jesus Christ, and I believe in every word in that Bible. And if that's bad, then come get me, because I'm not going to change my mind.
That's right.
And that's just a fact. I tell every time I get on here, James Miles from Detroit, Alabama, I believe in the Word of God, and I believe
that's
in the saints. And I believe every prayer request that comes in tonight can be touched if you've got that one thing that God requires of us to be set free, and it's called faith. If you've got faith, you can be. If you got faith, you can be saved. And if you got faith, you can be set free of everything that's troubling your life.
Amen. Yeah.
Now turn it back to you, Sister Betty. I didn't mean to get wound up. It just.
Oh, that's okay.
Thank Lord.
God. I'm going to read the prayer request off, Sister Glass. Did you have any more? Was that all your prayer requests?
Just include Brian. Include Tim. He's kind of being pulled in different directions. But just remember me and my strength and being able to steady myself, and that the bones that have been fractured will heal so that I can walk again.
Amen.
And just our churches all together.
Amen.
Okay, I'm going to read these off here. Let's remember Christy. She needs a miracle in her body. And let's remember Sister Willa Dean. She's needing a touch from God. She needs strength.
Amen.
Baby Pat. We're claiming a healing for him, for his little neck and his back and his head. So remember little Pax when you pray. Remember Tabby, she needs healing. Remember Larry and Bill, they're having vascular surgery soon. Well, my one brother's done and had it, and Larry's getting ready to have it now. So remember them, and remember the Belcher family. We learned that one of our friends passed on. And her husband is also needing a miracle. And remember our pastor, Don Harris. He needs healing and strength in his body. Just remember Mary and Rich. They had the COVID for several months, and they need healing in their bodies. And she said that they still don't have the strength that they had, so she's needing prayer for that. Let's remember Brother Bobby and Sister Reba Pettit. They lost their son here not too long back, and they're having a hard time with that. And Brother Bobby's needing a miracle in his body. He's on dialysis and has many other things wrong with him, so remember him and Sister Reba. Let's remember Sister Gladys, that God will continue to heal them bones and everything, and that she'll be up walking. Let's remember Tim. Let's remember Chelsea and Brian, that God will get a hold of them and save their lost souls and bring deliverance. And let's just pray for all of our kids, all of our families that are lost out in sin.
Amen.
Man.
And Coda's needing a healing. He had an accident with a tree, and he's paralyzed. He is getting some use of his hands now. The church has been praying for him, and we've been praying for him on here, and others have been praying for him. And I just want to thank everybody that's been praying for him. Just continue the prayers, because it's working. He's doing much better than he was. Remember Glenda Ward and her family. They lost Starlet last week, her husband, so we know where he's at. He's in heaven, but just remember that family. They're having a rough time right now. Let's remember Bonnie. She needs a miracle in her eyes. She's getting to where she can't hardly see. And Brother Billy said that it's worse than what it was, and she's got ulcer sores on her legs now, so she's needing God's healing touch. And let's just pray for both of them. Pray for Brother John Samples. He lost his brother last week. And let's pray for comfort and strength. And let's pray for a lady that said that her nephew Kenny is needing a miracle. Stephanie Alton says to pray for her and her family. Let's pray for Robert Keeler. Most of all, for his soul. And pray that God touches his body. Let's pray for all the persecuted Christians worldwide. All the people in the nursing homes, the hospitals, all the people that still have COVID. And Tommy Anderson is having stomach issues, and they haven't found out, you know, what's wrong with him yet. They've been doing all kind of tests, and he's in a lot of pain, so remember him. Joyce Ware Johnson, excuse me, has an unspoken request, and she said that God knows all about it, and she knows that God can move on the situation. And Joyce Medina has had another stroke, needs a miracle. Cindy Baldwin said that her brother and wife need a miracle too. Michael Lewis has cancer, needs a miracle. Joseph Chambers said that his son, his only son, needs a miracle from God. And so just remember that little boy. My sister Eva needs a healing, and my sister Eloise. And Joshua needs salvation, and he also needs, well, when he gets salvation, he'll get it all, but he needs deliverance mm-hmm. from drugs. Sherry Sexton, she said to remember her brother-in-law, Max. He just came off the ventilator, and she said the prayer needs family, the family needs prayer, and she said to just pray for all of them, and they'll be praying for us. And let's remember Roy Sexton. He's needing God's healing touch on him. Kathy Easley said to pray for a friend that tested positive for COVID, and they have other medical problems, and she's really concerned about them. So remember that. And Cookie Wood said to remember her granddaughter that has ran off to Texas, and she said the girl really needs prayer, so let's remember that. Let's remember all the shut-ins that can't get out and go, and let's pray for all these churches that God will just touch and meet the needs at all these churches, set the people free, and that healings will take place, and that their churches grow in the Lord. I think that's about all I have right now, but we're going to go to the Lord in prayer, so everybody
just...
I got one more,
Sister Betty. I want everybody to remember Brother Brian and Sister Sharon, the pastors at Solid Rock Church, Granite Philly, Illinois, and all the people up there. They treated us so good and loved us, and just we become family with them just over the weekend, and they're that kind of
praise
people.
God.
And I just like to say, if anybody's in that area and you're looking for a good church, go by and visit them people, and you'll find out it may just be home, because they'll love you and they'll teach you about Jesus.
Amen. Okay. You want to just lead us in prayer, brother?
Yes. Heavenly Father, as we come before the mighty throne of God tonight, we come in Jesus' name. For each need that's out there, God. I ask you, Lord, first of all, God, to move on Sister Gladys and put a supernatural strength in her body. Dear God, to let her heal and be multiplied in her and quickened up, Father. She be able to get out to walk and to go about the will of God. Dear God, I ask you for Sister Bonnie, that her eyes might be opened up by the hand of God, that her legs may be healed, Father, that everything in her body be made right before. Through her faith in you, God, she trusts in you, Lord. I ask you to move on Brother Billy. He's got to have that surgery on his foot. And I ask you, God, to move on that foot. He don't even need surgery. This boy is healed now, Father God. So we ask you in Jesus' name. We ask you faithfully. I ask you, dear God, for all of our lost loved ones. sons, our children, grandchildren that need to know Jesus Christ before it's everlasting too late. Dear God, I ask you to touch on each one that's called in to speak. The one who
Brother Clint, Sister Joanna, Heavenly Father, you know, each and every one of them, Lord. I pray for all of our churches here, God. Pray, dear Lord, yes, for our nation, you know, all of that needs, dear Jesus. And they can't make it without you, dear God.
And let our leaders lead in that direction.
Yes, Lord, that you would help our leaders to tune into your will.
And I stand
right.
on your word. Glory to God.
We just Hallelujah. Praise you and we thank you that you're going to touch in Jesus' name.
Glory
we pray.
To God.
Praise
Glory
God.
To God.
Well, our time is up, so we're going to say good night. God bless. We'll be back next Thursday night from 6 to 8 USA time, Eastern Standard Time is what I'm trying to say.
Bless our Lord.
Just tell your friends and your neighbors to tune in next week, and we say God bless, and we love y'all, and we'll see you next week.
God bless. We
love
you, Lord. Love everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Praise the Lord. Thank you.